I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So police ticketed this woman. They thought she was using her cell phone. You're not allowed to have your cell phone on the car. Have you seen anybody pulled over for a cell phone?
I've heard of 2 people that got pulled over for using their phones.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any. I see people using cell phones all the time.
Well, here, don't you have to have like a... They can't pull you over for that alone, but if they see you without your seatbelt and they catch you on the phone, they can double it up.
That changed, remember?
Yeah, I thought if you're texting and driving or anything, they could pull you over.
Yeah, now it's changed. That was before, yeah.
You're not even supposed to be using your phone while you're driving, right?
Now it's a primary offense. I think it's hands-free. I'm not sure. Anyway, this woman is fighting a $350 ticket she got while she was eating ice cream. Michelle Kors said the police mistook the ice cream bar she had in her hand for a cell phone.
Oh.
She says, there's no way I could be eating my Magnum Ego and holding my phone and driving all at the same time. She says, it must have been my ring that shined a little bit or my watch. I'm not sure, but the 34-year-old is fighting it in court. So, $350 ticket for eating ice cream.
Have you been wrongfully arrested for eating ice cream while driving? Then call the law offices of Dewey, Lickum, and Eatem. I have fought for countless clients who have been tossed into jail for enjoying a tasty, cool treat while being behind the wheel. And I'll fight for you, too. Just listen to this satisfied client.
Yeah, I was eating a strawberry ice cream cone and got arrested and thrown in jail. And the law offices of Dewey, Lickum, and Eatem posted my bail. I mean, sure, I was driving a stolen car and had the body of my ex-husband in the trunk, but still.
So don't let the fact that you wanted to lick it lead to a ticket. Call the law offices of Dewey, Lickum, and Eatem, making your love for ice cream work for you. Se habla español. Rick Stacy.